Yeshev, and Erev Chanukah. I'd like to share with you a thought, which I think is a beautiful thought, on one word in the Hebrew language, the word Yeled. The word Yeled, of course, evokes a picture of youth, a certain age. There's a Maran Padova in the Tshuva, which is a Tshuva La'alacha, who questions whether the word Yeled means under Bar Mitzvah. And he makes a raya from this week's parasha. A Yeled ha'einenu ba'ani ono ani ba. Ruvain says when he comes back to the bar, a Yeled ha'einenu, the child is not here. Which child? That's Yosef. Yosef was 17 years old. He brings a raya, the Maran Padova does, that Yeled does not have to mean a child that's under Bar Mitzvah. Yakov Kamenetsky, also in this parasha, also on this pasuk, talks about the difference in meaning between Yeled and Nar. Nar we usually understand to mean older. He says it's not so. They're similar to Maran Padova. That Yeled doesn't have to be younger than Nar, and he brings a very beautiful raya, the Parshas Vayera, and the Avtoira, rather, or Parshas Vayera, which is a Malachim Beis. When Elisha wants to be Mechaye, the child that died, he sends Gehazi. We find in the pasuk, Yosef is Mishantoy up Nehanar. That Gehazi tried to revive the Nar. Later he comes back and he says, well, you can say Nar. The Nehanar Meis, he calls him a Nar. But soon the pasuk says, Vayishkav ala Yeled. Vayicham Besar ha Yeled. It calls him a Yeled. We see the same child is called Nar and Yeled. So Rav Yaakov has nothing to do with age. This is the aside in the Taitre of Yeled. There's a halacha nafkamina, and then a blessed thought. The halacha nafkamina is in the Tshuvas Maran Padova, which I saw here brought the Paradis Yosef. The Gemara says that in Bava Kamma Tzadiches, the Kafye Raphram L'Rav Ashi was Shalei. Nothing had happened. And Raphram forced Rav Ashi to pay back. Rashi says, what happened? Sorav Shtar Chaveroi B'Yalduzoi. Rashi's bothered. Rav Ashi was Adam Gadol. He's mazik somebody. So Rashi says, Sorav Shtar Chaveroi B'Yalduzoi. He destroyed somebody else's shtar when he was young. The Hagos Hashri brings a raya from here that if someone is mazik someone before Bar Mitzvah, after Bar Mitzvah he has to pay. He says that's what it means. Sorav Shtar Chaveroi B'Yalduzoi when he was under Bar Mitzvah. And he paid after Bar Mitzvah. We don't pass like the Hagos Hashri. We pass in, and the Rambam pass in, say you potter. If someone's mazik is a cotton, when he becomes a gadol, he does not have to pay. Although the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Kippurim says it's nice to pay, but there's no obligation to pay. What does he do with this raya from Rashi? Sarav Shtar Chaveroi B'Yaldusai. Says the Ram Padova, no. Yaldusai does not mean under Bar Mitzvah. The good read of Rashi was 13, 14, 15, and he was still a troublemaker. He still grew up to be a Rav Ashi. Look at that. But he was over Bar Mitzvah. He did damage. And later on, he paid. I'll go upon him, that's the Dvar Halacha in Yeled. That Yeled is over Bar Mitzvah, therefore the Chiyas Tashlumin is someone who's over Bar Mitzvah. There's a thought here, what is the difference between Yeled and Nar? Rav Yaakov says that there's no specific age difference between the two. What is the difference? Well, we know, I think you'll notice in the Pesukim, that Yeled is a word that evokes kindness. Yeled, the child, maybe because it comes from a Lashon of Leda, giving birth, Yeled is a lashon of a child who you look at favorably. And you'll find it that way. For example, Altechtu ubi Yeled, next week's parasha, Parashas Miketz. Or Al Ere b'mois haYeled in Parashas Vayera. Or when Yitzchak is born, v'yigdal haYeled v'yigamal. It uses Yeled for somebody you're looking at kindly. Yeled is that type of an impression. Nar, on the other hand, is a parable lashon. It doesn't show any bond of love or of ahava. If this taish is correct, we have a gevaldige pshat in the Haftarah of Parshas Vayera that Rav Yaakov brings. Elisha was Mechaye Mason, he was Mechaye the child. He really sent Gehazi to do it for him, but Gehazi was unsuccessful. When Gehazi tried to help the child, it says, Nar, Vayosem is Mishanta Yapnei HaNar, Vayagid Loimar Leheket HaNar, Gehazi looked at the child as a nar. He wasn't able to help him. It switches to Yeled when Elisha comes. Vayishkav ala Yeled. Vayichem b'sar haYeled. Aaron calls him a Yeled. Elisha was able to be mechayim. Elisha looked at him with kishrei ahava, Soviet Zeitung. It says, Vayishlach Yehuda es Gedihoi, he said, Yad Re'ehu Adulami. If Yehuda has his problem with Tamar, and he's unable to find a Zayna to pay other Gedihoi, he tries to send the Gedihoi with Re'ehu Adulami, he has a friend. It's unusual that Tyre just calls somebody, he said, Yad, let's say his name, Yad Re'ehu. Some Rav Schwab, that it's telling you to teach the idea behind the word Re'ehu, who's a friend. A real friend is somebody that you can tell your fallings, your failings, the things that you've done wrong, and he's going to help you. That's a friend. A friend, you're a Yankee fan, he's a Yankee fan. That's nice, but that's not really friendship. Really friendship is somebody that you suck you this can ease and be Re'ehu Adulami. You can tell him, you know, I flapped, I failed, I made a mistake, but I have to pay the Canadians and help me. Such a person, that's really a Re'ah. It reminds me of something that happened here in the yeshiva a number of years ago. Maybe some of you were in the class at the time. There was one fellow who had been at Israel a number of years and was in our class. And 1 week, he didn't show up Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I didn't think anything of it. It happened. One of the chazayim came over to me. He said, you know, Pliny, he's in the dorm. He's in bed all day. He's depressed. I said, really? Okay. I'm going to get a hold of him. So I got a hold of him and spoke to him. The person came to me afterwards. That is, this person that was laying in bed depressed was Baruch Hashem, a fine person who went through a difficult time. He says, you know something? I went over to this other fellow and I said, you told Rebbe? Why'd you tell him? And so he answered, I told him because I'm your friend. And with that, this person told me, you know, I was in Eretz Yisrael 3 years when I got depressed and lay in bed. Nobody said a word to me. Nobody said a word for me. Nobody spoke up. They let me suffer. Here, he tattletailed on me. That's a friend. That's Re'ah, somebody who can see your failings and be helpful. It's Rav Schwab. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was called Re'echa v'Re'ah Avicha. Don't abandon your good friend, the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The difficulties and failings, people look away from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. They feel they're not worth standing up and talking to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Just the opposite. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is a Re'ah. You have failings. You have things in which you fell. Get up and talk to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's really what a Re'ah means. This reminds me of a beautiful piece that's Negea to Hanukkah and to this week's parasha as well. It's from Rechaim Shmulev, it's Shmulev, it's in Sichas Musar. It's not in the original Sichas Musar. It was added in the newer prints of the Sichas Musar. I believe it's the second added piece. He says that, he brings the incident of Goliath and David. We find that when David killed Goliath, Goliath fell forward to him. And at that moment, David ran to Goliath, took his sword and chopped off his head and finished him off. Chazal say that normally if someone is struck by a stone which comes from in front of him, the person would fall backwards. Why did Goliath fall forwards? It was a chesed to David. For Chachaim Shmulevitz, a chesed to David. Big deal. David traveled all the way to the stable hub. David went and was willing to do battle with Goliath. He had Rachmi Hashem to kill him. So what's the difference? He falls back or he falls forward. It's a difference of what? Another 30 feet that he has to walk forward to get his sword to kill him? What's the difference? It's forward or backwards? Such a big difference. Says Reb Chaim, there are times that the Rebbeinu Shlomo reaches out to someone and shows him an ahava, shows him a kiss. Says Reb Chaim, he gives a mashal. There was a family that had a valuable diamond that was in the family. It was an heirloom. And it was something that the family treasured. One day it was missing, it was lost. The father called together the family, said, we all have to search for it, it's somewhere in the house. And they all searched, and one boy found it. He brought it to the father, and everyone was happy. The father went and gave this boy a kiss. The Cheshvan, it says, everybody was happy it was found. But that kiss meant something additional to this boy. The same thing, David went, he killed Goliath. It was wonderful. Everyone was happy. David was happy most of all. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave him a kiss. He said, you know what? You don't have to walk those extra few steps. I'll let him fall forward. Fall forward. You'll see that I'm here. Why? Same idea. You know, he said, if you haven't got all kinds of difficulties, the dementia will give you a small kiss on the side, tell you, look, your body's shoulder is here. You'll see it, you'll feel it, you'll be magish it, it'll mean something to you. Says Rav Chaim, that's the Pach Hashem and the base of the oil burning 7 days. It was really a small event in the big picture of things. It was a war, there were battles, the war wasn't over at the time of Neis Chanukah. They were able to take the Beis HaMikdash back. There was a lot of joy over winning the battles. There was a lot of joy over taking the Beis HaMikdash back. The oil burning 7 days in the big picture of things was not such a big deal. However, it was a kiss. It was a certain touch from the Rabbi Shalom. You should know the Rabbi Shalom is watching. The Rabbi Shalom was always hidden. See him. If you see him, a different hergish, a different feeling. So this is a third part. So a part on Yelet, a part on Reya. And this last part of God's Nishika, God's kiss to you, which really is the same idea of being a Reya, even in difficult times, to have the Rabbi Shalom's kiss. We would do well in our lives to notice when the Rabbi Shalom comes forward and gives us a kiss. Let me end with a kasha. It's a kasha which bothered me when I was Mama Sedra. Now I don't remember if anybody actually asked the kasha. But it begs a terrence. I hope somebody will have a terrence for me. Last week somebody does. We know that Yaakov sends Yosef to his brothers. Why does he send them? Lirai says Shleim Atzai, to see how they're doing. To see how they're doing, how the Tzai not doing. Farsha says since they were in Shechem, a dangerous place. So he sent them the Lechna Re'e Shleim Achecha, the Shleim Atzai. Vashivei Nidamar, let me know. Makes a lot of sense. However, we have a problem. Rashi, in Perek Lamazai, in Pasuk Chof Tes, tells us that Reuven, who had been there when the brothers had decided to do away with Yosef, and as a matter of fact, it was Reuven who was there and suggested he be thrown in the bar. It says, Vayashav Reuven al bar, meaning Yosef al bar. Reuven wasn't there when Yosef was sold. Where was he? The Rashi tells us, where was he? The Rashi says, V'mishirasa lehel yashav. She'egei yayimai leilech u'lishamish azadiv. Rashi says they took turns every day. One person went to be Mishamish's father, and that day was Reuven's day. He went to be Mishamish's father and came back. I don't understand. If every day one of the brothers went, Mishamish's others and returned, so then why was Yosef sent? L'rei Shleim Achecha. He can get the regards from the brother who's coming back each and every day. So this Nakuda needs some kind of an explanation. I'm sure someone has one. I'm sure somebody has it. It's Hashem. I'm sure I'll get the answer in heaven for next year, believe that. Before signing off, this week is Hanukkah. I would like to invite the Yomel to my home for a shiur in person. Those of you who are close enough, this coming Tuesday night, I think last year we did get together one night of Hanukkah. Tuesday night at my home, 1460 East 19th Street, between Avenue N and Avenue O. At 9 o'clock, we'll daven Ma'ariv, and we'll have a shiur afterwards. Look forward to seeing those of you who could make it. Ashrei Lecha Chanukah to one and all.